Pizzasupply.com.
Uno Dos Pizza.
Hey America, welcome to this version of America Tonight. We got crocodiles, senators looking for confirmation, and women in the military. Among the things that we're going to be jawing about in this hour of America Tonight, you can jump in on the action. Flat out, do you agree with the decision to lift the ban of women in combat zones? The question now comes up about the draft, a question about the draft. And a lot of you obviously thinking about it because my mailbag overfloweth with a resounding thud on women in the military on the front lines. So right from the get-go, how about it? I'm going to give up my digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. What do you say, yay or nay? I can tell you that only a few people said yes to women in the combat zone. So if you do approve it, if you are a woman and you want to be in a combat zone, oh, please call the number and tell me why you think it's unfair that that is a prevalent attitude out there, or why you think it should be that way. I got some great emails from people who have served and people who are serving as to why it's just not such a great thing. But it's too late at this point. Now, once the ban's lifted, there can eventually be a period where you could look back at it, but that's so far down the line. We're talking about hundreds and thousands of frontline spots and commando gigs now open to women. Leon Panetta, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Martin Dempsey, both said, thumbs up, brother, to that change. The White House endorsed it. Of course, they did. So it's a huge move. And it overturns a mid-90s rule that said women just couldn't be assigned even to smaller ground combat units or any of them that were somewhere near the front, on the front line. Now, here's the part. The decision gives the military services until 2016 to get special exemptions if they think the position should remain closed to women. So they'd have to argue that, and they could go for that. That's why I'm saying there could be spots that would be shut out. I mean, women already make up close to 15% or more of our voluntary military, and now the reality is combat. I mean, they're there in other situations. But can you meet the qualifications to be a combat soldier? I mean, I can tell you right now, if somebody worked with me, a trainer worked with me, if they did everything they could with me, there is just no way that I could do that, that I'd be fit for that. But there may be others. I'm sure there are other people that have come up through the ranks that would be able to do that, and probably even some women. There's no doubt that there's some women that could do it, but across the board, how many could? You got to think about this. Think of, you know, these assignments we're talking about, Navy SEALs, Army's Delta Force. You know, it might take a little bit longer, but that now has to be opened. There could be a couple female Navy SEALs. All in all, the total amount of jobs, maybe, because this is going to take some time, is close to 230,000. 230,000. John McCain said he supports, the senator from Arizona says, you know, he supports Panetta's decision that women are already serving in harm's way already anyway. What's the difference if they're making the sacrifice? We owe them some, a deep debt of gratitude. Why, if they want to be there and they can do it, they can pass muster. Why can't they be there if they can pass the rigorous physical standards? Why can't first place. And maybe it's a necessity to do that. So Panetta throws this out there and then gets ready to step down. And who's the person that's going to step into the spot? Maybe Senator Charles Hagel, because he's the guy who's nominated to take the spot anyway. We'll see. I don't think in some cases it depends on the units and where we're talking about. It's not necessarily a layup. And, you know, G.I. Jane is right. G.I. Jane, get ready. You got to have the right stuff to be able to do it. It's tough. I mean, listen, I have friends who have served. I have friends that have come from all different angles of this, from Marines to going through the Navy. And that basic is not easy. I mean, really. This is a great question. If you were to stack up every one of the forces and you were to say, well, who has the easiest, maybe that's the wrong word, but which basic would be perhaps a little bit easier to get through, what branch would it be? I don't think it would be the Marines. I don't think so. Maybe the Navy. It's probably the Navy is the one that might be the easier one. It's still not, I'm not saying it's easy, but might be easier. Maybe what will happen is the women that find that they want to be in those spots, and because remember, they also, a lot of times they also pay more, they want that opportunity to get more pay, and now they'll have it, but the question is being able to do it. Maybe we'll see Navy-wise, but that's not front lines. Then you're back, you know, you're on the boat, so that's a whole different can of worms unless you're flying, I guess. But we already have women who are flying. It would be the Marines. It would be the Marines and the Army that we'd mostly be talking about if we're talking about frontline combat stuff. And there is a lot of questions, including, like I said, questions about the draft, which have come up certainly before. All right, we're going to talk about a couple of other things, obviously, in the rest of the time we have left in this hour, including Kerry. Is he the shoo-in to take over for Hillary Clinton? She leaves on the back of the five-hour testimony over Benghazi and getting ripped to shreds by some Republicans. Senator Rand Paul had no trouble saying that if he were president, she'd be gone. And then there were a few others who threw a few poison darts her way, too. And she's done. Cakes, parties, and that's it. She's out of there. And is it going to be Kerry that ultimately steps in? And if Kerry's not the right guy, who would you put in that spot? You know, Secretary of State is that, of all the cabinet spots, that may be the most significant, where you think you're the face, you're the administration, you're the first person so many times in the door. And speaking of being in the door, he's probably a layup to get confirmed, but I don't think all of the nominees for the various spots, especially when it comes to defense, are necessarily layups. I won't say that. I think there are going to be a few challenges, and there are a couple other people who have been nominated for a few other spots too that will throw up. But one of the things that when I said in the door that he's going to have to deal with, or whoever gets that job is going to have to deal with, is the drone attacks and all the outcry over civilian deaths. There's a good fair or foul. Drones, is this the wrong kind of these targeted killings, just not foolproof, and it's too risky for all the collateral damage? Do you say thumbs up or thumbs down? I'll tell you my thoughts next.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 24th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,678.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,720.64, $860.32 for a half ounce, or $430.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,720.64, $860.32, and $430.16.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Maybe you're going to go see that horror flick this weekend, Mama. It's Raked in the Dough last weekend. Don't forget, if you stay with us through our last hour of America Tonight, we have our cheap movie review. And there are some interesting movies coming out, but I think the big ones, Les Mis, Mama was huge at the box office, like I said, and some others that might be playing catch-up on are worth seeing, especially right before the Academy Awards. That's when everyone runs out. Or wait for Redbox, for goodness sake. Or get them on Netflix once they come out. You just have to wait for them. That's the only thing. If it's something you want to see on the big screen, like the Gangster Squad movie, we're talking about L.A. and the gangster that tried to settle Los Angeles, then you might want to see that somewhere in a much bigger theater than seeing it on your tube at home. Sadly, this was no movie. It was a horrible, horrible crime on not just Americans, but others. Remember the Mumbai attack? Finally, there is justice. Minutes before an American was sentenced to 35 years in prison for helping plan a deadly attack in Mumbai, India, one of his victims pleaded for a harsh punishment despite the plotter's cooperation with U.S. investigators. David Coleman Headley was pretty uncomfortable, at least from the photos I saw. You know, these are artist renditionings, the way they made his face. He was in a gray tracksuit. He kept shifting his eyes all over the place. He was in a courtroom, a federal courtroom in Chicago. He listened to a children's author describe the chaos during her 2008 vacation to India, saying that bullets flew past her cheek and panicked people around her dove under tables as they burst into a hotel restaurant and walked around executing people one by one. And the woman who confronted him or said that he should be punished harshly was Linda Ragsdale, saying that she, at times, almost shouting as she stood just a few feet away from him during the sentencing hearing. She was saying that people were screaming. It was awful. 160 people died in that attack, if you remember. And this is nothing but bullets and gunfire and, you know, horrible, horrible things. So he gets 35 years for his part in that. But is 35 years enough? Prosecutors were pressing for leniency because they wanted Headley to get no more than that for his almost immediate cooperation after his arrest in 2009. He gave up a lot of information about terror networks, including the Pakistani-based group that ultimately was responsible for this. You know, it's, I don't know. 35 years, I'm going to say no. This is a guy, for what he did for all those people, if they could have just, sorry, if they could have just fried him, to me, that would have been the best, but that was not going to happen here. But I'd have to say, at least you get the 35. There's some applause, I think, in that, that finally there's, yeah. Yeah, and the victim, you know, when she was there, she was saying that the court shouldn't give him less than life in prison because it's just appalling dishonor, the fact of what he did. He was meticulously scouting missions that helped make that assault by the 10 gunmen from that group on those targets in Mumbai just so deadly, because that's what happened. Remember, there was a 3-day rampage that included a bunch of different targets, and that was the Taj Mahal Hotel. I mean, it's just gory, just absolutely gory. And the fact that it's like this woman said, Ragsdale's her name. She said that if I was going to paint you a picture of this, imagine you're being huddled under the table with all these people who are scared to death that they're going to be the next one to be slaughtered. And, because he gave up so many names, they weren't nailing him for the full sentencing. I mean, 12 counts, he pled guilty to conspiracy to commit murder in India, aiding and abetting in the murder of the 6 Americans, and awful to see the... awful to see those pictures. I remember those pictures. I can't believe 2008. Seems like it hasn't been that long, but it was major, major what they did to all these tourists. It wasn't just Americans, obviously, but there were others that were there. It was a very, very popular area where a lot of Westerners would stay. Certainly not thinking that that was going to happen to them. All right, so we move on from that sentencing, so at least he gets something, but it's not quite enough. And, let's see if it leads to anything else. But the buzz really since probably December has been over guns, 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 guns. Don't take the guns away, or please take the guns away. But one of the things that's being talked about because of the injuries, because of things that have happened. I just happened to catch this story. I think it was in USA Today. I saw a copy of USA Today. The manufacturer of the world's largest popular hunting rifle. Do you know what that is? Who is the manufacturer of the world's largest hunting rifle? If you would think off the top of your head and you said Remington, ding, 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 you would be absolutely right. Some of you hunt, so you would probably know that off the top of your head. They've been trying to come up with what they're going to do about a big safety issue they have, and they've considered a recall of the gun at least 2 different times, and they've considered that in the last couple of years even, but they never told the public of their concerns. Like, internally, they were talking about this. And they insist that the gun is not defective, even though thousands of customers have been complaining. So there's this controversy over the 700 is what it is. And I happened to see this documentary on CNBC, and they refer to it. It's a 700 series rifle. It's one of the most popular because it's accurate and all that other stuff. And they say that 5 million have been sold, and it's hunters, Target shooters also use this, and it's accurate, and blah, 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 blah. But they've had 75 lawsuits, because here's what the problem is. Could this not be, this is like the worst thing ever, right? Sometimes the gun has fired without the trigger being pulled. So there have been at least 24 people who have died, about 100 injuries because of the accidental discharge, and it's the trigger mechanism that's led to this. And some of these stories are so sad. Like this 9-year-old who was killed on a family hunting trip when his mother's gun went off when she was unloading it. And her hand wasn't near the trigger. Her husband, you know, said that after that happened, they looked into other people who complained about the gun. And that's what, when they've spent all this time, because that happened back in 2000, they've spent all this time pushing, looking, digging to try to find the answers of what's going on with the trigger. So, wow, wonder if they're going to scrap that. And, you know, there's that tiny piece of metal, the trigger connector. I wonder if that has something to do with it, with that firing mechanism. But if the gun's unsafe, I wonder if they'll do to adjust that, because now they're not doing anything, but now they've got all these lawsuits to fend off that, you know, before, and then they go way back, before the 50s, before 1950, before the gun was even on the market, somebody who was designing it proposed a design change to prevent that internal part from falling out of alignment. Wow. Crazy. And they didn't do it, so I have a feeling this is going to land them into some serious dough as they try to, as they're not going to be able to defend off these lawsuits. They're going to have to pay out. And this adds to, this will add to the conversation over guns and gun safety. You know, when we talk about responsible gun ownership, that this will be part of that conversation. This will be part of what's talked about. In the meantime, organizers of a big show in Pennsylvania decide to postpone. We're talking about a big gun show. So what's up with that? We'll talk about it next on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in the sweet surrender. I could stay here in this moment forever. Every moment spent with
right. Welcome back to America Tonight once again. We got involved in that song. That was pretty good. Don't want to miss you. So,
that was Pamplemousse, and YouTube fails me again.
Yes, just let you down at the end. You just fell off a fell off a cliff. Jack says to tell Charles, well, that has wrecked that song. Anyway, why is it we were talking about guns? Because, of course, you know, it's good, pro-guns, anti-gun, label it, whatever you want to label it. But there's no fence that you can sit on, as I have been fond of saying here the last couple of months, on this issue. You either are or you aren't. There's no in-between. There's no waffling. There's no flip-flopping. There's no getting around this anymore. And I think with the push for accountability from the people's part to the idiots that we've elected for the most part in Washington, they can't do that. You're either against or you are for taking guns away. There's just no getting around it. Governor Malloy in Connecticut, ever since what happened in Newtown, has been asked to comment almost every single day. So he talks about a couple of different things. Listen to his words, and I'm going to come back and tell you what I think. Check it out.
Responsible, law-abiding citizens of our state have a right to bear arms. but that right cannot come at the expense of public safety. The further away we get from December 14th, 2012, the more apparent it is to me that the entire country was shaken to its core by the tragic events that occurred at Sandy Hook Elementary School. We must bring about change through a thoughtful and comprehensive debate, one that looks at not only how we can prevent gun violence, but how also we can fix our mental health system.
All right, so I don't think there's any punches there. He talks about responsible gun ownership, right to bear arms, that kind of stuff, and throws it back to the mental health debate. And I think that one's going to be dicey. I agree that there has to be some conversation about that, but there's not going to be a rubber stamp of, oh, mental health, you have a mental health problem, no guns for you. Because how many people deal with depression that are responsible gun owners? Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about somebody that's flying off the tracks. Where do you see those red flags, and how do you ultimately knock them down? We're going to go to the mailbag in a second, but before we do, so many of you commenting on women in the military, this story popped up on my radar, and you might have seen it too, that there was a decision to postpone a very large Pennsylvania gun show that is now just to open up more of that debate about whether those kind of events can't happen anymore. The Reed Exhibitions is the name of the group. They said they're going to postpone Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Growing up just outside of Philadelphia, I even remember this show or seeing advertisements for it or whatever. And it was scheduled to go off on February 2nd through the 10th, but the change happened after they banned assault rifles at the show. So a lot of the people who were going to be there, a lot of the exhibitors decided they were going to boycott it. And they say the exhibition says they plan to reschedule, but they say as the national debate clarifies, and there are more people that are considering some interesting things because of what happened at Sandy Hook, including in Glendale, California. They're considering passing a law banning guns and gun shows on city property there. So we might start to see more of that, too. I mean, are we going to see gun shows and gun rights stay strong because of the pushback, or are we going to see the opposite? Are we going to see that they're going to start to the gun shows are going to start to go away? How much money, though, would Pennsylvania, or that area of Pennsylvania, lose? You know how much they'll lose? $80 million in money that comes in because of the shows they have. So serious economic loss because of this debate is I think, what's going to happen in areas where the gun shows are a very, very big deal. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
Mail.
All right, mail's here. And topping the list is G.I. Jane. Lots of conversation about women in the military. This one from Hank, who says, Kate, listen, if I were serving right now and you had my back, I'd trust you. You'd probably be fun on the front lines anyway. You're a smart, funny person who I bet could probably help lift a man. And I have a feeling you could whip yourself into the kind of shape you need to be in to get through the physical tests. Well, Hank, you have lots of faith in me because I don't think I could do what I have to do to get over those physical hurdles. But, okay, I appreciate the vote of confidence. But he says, no way otherwise. No way, no how. I love women. I love women taking charge and rising in other careers. I just don't think it's time for that. All right, here's another one. This one from Big Bob. Big Bob says, Ms. Delaney, love your show. Have to say, I don't know what the general was smoking. Perhaps he stayed in Afghanistan too long. What a stupid move, because they don't really realize what this ultimately means for those women and for the guys that serve with them. What happens when you get in a situation where you got one man down, another just about to be down and you're trapped and cornered somewhere in those awful regions, meaning sticky areas of Afghanistan, really, is a woman going to be strong enough to handle that on the front line? Well, that's the, to be on the battlefield, that's the thing. You already technically non-combat units, that's not a big deal, because that's like you're like a, meaning it is a big deal to have that job, but you're not on, physically on the front lines. That's a little bit different. But think about sniper fire, grenades, roadside bombs, all that kind of stuff. You know, does that work? And there's your answer. Can you do it? Can they cut it? And that's what it's going to be. If you get through the physical part of it, I suppose, and you move your way through the basic and on, then you will have the opportunity now. I mean, the ban on women is going to change a few things now that that's been lifted, including artillery, all this other kind of stuff. It'll change qualifications for jobs, and now that this is what's going to happen. You know, the Navy put its first female officers on subs in the past year, and certain female ground troops have been attached to combat units anyway in Iraq and Afghanistan. So they're being careful of how they're saying they're going to implement this, by the way, guys. They're saying over time and with careful analysis. So I think that the American Civil Liberties Union, ACL, Union, filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Defense because they were saying that combat exclusion is unfair and outdated. And the plaintiffs were women who were awarded Purple Hearts, and they say that the exclusion places them at a disadvantage for promotion, and that's not right. But what about sexual harassment problems? What about all of that? And, I mean, good luck with it. Think about where you are in a combat zone. So, where does Chuck Hagel stand on this? I'd be curious. Thing with him endorsing it or say or not or backing away from that. Can you pick up how many pounds can you pick up and how far in the air? How much can you put on your back? That would be my question. And I think that's what people a lot of other people think too as well, including Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I may be the most open-minded man in the world, but I'd have to say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm dense. I'm only in my 20s, and I still am not sure that I want to see a bunch of women cut up, kidnapped, or have anything awful happen in a combat zone. Are they really thinking this thing through or just bowing to pressure because of a lawsuit? Why is this happening now? Well, the reason it's happening now is because we're in 2013, and there is a lawsuit, and there is a push to make it happen. That's the reason why it's happening. And the blessing of Leon Panetta, and the blessing of the Joint Chief of Staff, the huge frontline posts to more women so that they can be right in there with the grenades and the bombs and all of that kind of stuff that goes on with the kind of warfare that we're talking about, if you're physically there. Different if you're doing one of these other things with the drones. Like I said, I would tell you how I felt about drones. I don't think we can replace the drones. I think we've had massive success with the drones. Yes, there's been some collateral damage, but I don't think that we should in any way, shape, or form scrap the drone program, except for if the drones are flying above our neighborhoods. That's a waste of serious dough. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Mama, You Weren't Alone. Opening weekend, 32 million. How about this week? Maybe you're going to be catching a little of what we're seeing all over the tube, preview-wise, and it's called Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
My sister, we have a past. We almost died at the hands of a witch. But that past made us stronger. We'd gotten a taste of blood, witch blood. And we haven't stopped since.
My name is Gretel, and this is my brother Hansel.
I'm not going to have you telling me what to do.
How do you best kill a witch?
Cutting off her head tends to work.
Hate that one.
Shh.
We have 5 children taken from us. The witch does not come out in the open like that. I don't think we're hunting witches. There's something else going on here.
We have to find those kids.
Let's start with this. Shoot anything that moves.
I see you got my invitation.
I have my sister.
Shut up!
That's new.
Hell yeah!
Come on, Sunshine.
All right, 5 years after Hansel and Gretel hatched their escape from a child-snatching witch. I don't want to tell you the rest of the story. Some big names in this classic tale, and it's an action-adventure comedy movie, but it is rated R. So be careful if you decide you're going to take the kids. This probably might not be the right version. Jeremy Renner, one of the stars in this movie. Frankie Jensen also in it, too, and some other people that you might recognize. So Hansel and Gretel may be something you wait for on Redbox, unless you're a big fan of the horror flick, the horror genre, because it kind of looks like it falls into that category. Movie 43 getting a little buzz on its own right. Here it is.
Scared. There's 10,000 people out there that think that we ain't good enough.
Win or lose, I am so proud of you. But you're gonna win.
What game are we playing?
Basketball, coach.
What color is this game?
White.
Y'all gonna kill those Caucasians.
But look at the fundamentals.
The fundamentals, you're black, they're white. This ain't hockey.
Something I'm gonna ask you.
There's something I'd like to ask you. Will you talk for me?
Wait, what did you say?
I want you to be my first.
Triple dare?
Yeah.
See that blind kid over there? I dare you to blow out his candles before he gets a chance to.
They homeschool their son.
It's very important to us that Kevin has a normal and complete high school experience.
Drop your book, fart face.
Hey, guys! Come check out this kid's weird...
Wow.
Why didn't you call me?
Wait a minute, did I not?
You cry after sex, do you know that?
Like a baby.
Oh, my soul's so dark because you saw some bats when you were little, you pussy.
Surprise!
Caught you a leprechaun.
Ooh, magically delicious now. Don't do superior height!
Is a high-fidelity music player.
Kids are sticking their...
You know what? In the veg of pork.
The fan then mangles their...
You know what? Did extensive testing. Any red flags?
Hey.
Can I please come in?
Debbie Clark's here, the girl you asked out. It's going to be awkward.
No. Please, no, wait. Mom. Sorry. Mom.
Sorry.
Bye. Mom.
Shut up.
What do I do?
No, we're just going to have to plug it up. I got frozen peas in his butt.
No, 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 no.
I can't believe you had sex with that hobo from Magic Bean.
He was a wizard.
Now I understand.
Just when I thought it couldn't get more offensive.
Boom.
Do I have to tell you? You're black, they're white.
So, coach, what you're saying is we just walk with the Lord.
The Lord did his part already. He made you black.
Whoa, be careful with this one. This movie, Too Hot to Handle, probably for some people. I'm just going to read you what the warning is. The movie is not for the weak, stomach, faint of heart, or easily offended. A comedy, this one is. With a lot of well-known actors in it. Elizabeth Banks, also Peter Farley's the director, Griffin Dunne, also directing part of this.
Are you talking about Bruno?
No, not talking about...
Remember Bruno?
Bruno, yeah.
That was pretty offensive.
pretty offensive. Huge. Gerard Butler, Johnny Knoxville. Yeah, it's a who's who cast-wise. We move on from what could be a dicey movie, movie 43, or an entertaining, depending on your stomach. We move on to Parker. Check it out. Parker is mysteriously absent from the binder. We're doing, you know, sometimes what happens is the movie studios helping us out. We do it on the fly with the movie studios. So probably of the ones that we've gone, the two that we went through, I would say both rentals. Wait for them to come out on Redbox or Netflix or whatever. Because there's too many other good movies out that you could see, like Argo or Life of Pi. Or
all right, here we go. I got it.
This is 40. Now, Parker might be a little bit more interesting. It's just under 2 hours. Check it out quickly. We're going to end the show with this one.
Civilized people need to follow rules. And these are mine.
Everybody down!
I don't steal from people who can't afford it. And I don't hurt people that don't deserve it. So relax.
I gotta say, Parker, you came as advertised, but I'm gonna need the whole score for this next thing.
You made a deal.
If you were me, what would you do with a guy like you?
Kill him while he had the chance. Most importantly, if you say you'll do something and you don't,
do it.
I'll make sure you regret it.
Don't start anything. He's got connections.
Give me a name.
Someone on the inside.
It's Rogers. Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
All right, Parker would be my pick probably if I were going to go to the movies and see one of the current ones that are out. I like the idea of actually this group of guys. He's a professional thief who lives by a personal code of conduct. Don't steal from people who can't afford it and don't hurt people who don't deserve it. Sounds good to me. Jason Statham is the star of this one. Like him. This would be my choice, but I'll probably still wait for the rental. You decide.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.